Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. I cannot wait for this last part of Janwee and Josh's adventure into this fantasy world. How are they going to stop the purple ninjas, and how are they going to get out of there? Somehow, all of the spy team's secrets are at risk right now. I don't know how this is going to end, but are you ready for today's adventure? Me too. Let's go. As Janwee and Josh were hiding behind their candy mansion, watching the purple ninjas figure out this fantasy world, Josh was about to learn something very important. All right, Janwee, we've really got to figure out how this place works. I wonder if there's like rules or instructions or directions or something. Oh, I bet I could just imagine to get the instructions. Let's see. Josh closed his eyes and imagined that the fantasy world had directions of how it all worked. As he opened his eyes, ha! Look at this! He was holding the entire instruction manual of the fantasy world. Wow, that was a really good idea, Josh, said Janwee. As they opened it up and started to read, they learned all about the different rules. It says, you can't imagine to hurt anyone. Okay, that's good. You can't imagine to bring these powers back into the real world. Okay, but how do you get out of here? Where does it say? Oh, it says, in order to leave, you must say game over. After a participant says game over, all participants in the fantasy world will leave the book. Perfect! We just have to find the right time to say that. Like, we gotta get rid of those secrets out of the purple ninja's hands. And then we can say game... I don't want to say the other part. But we can then end the game for everyone, including the purple ninjas. Wow, Josh, you're so smart, said Janwee. They had a pretty good plan. Not only did they figure out how to leave and end the game, but they were holding the instruction manual for the entire world.
All right, guys, we gotta finish up all the things that the boss wanted us to do, and then we gotta find a way to get out of here.
Yeah, but how do we get out of here? Like, and why would we ever want to leave? This place is pretty awesome. I can eat as much ice cream as I want.
Oh, come on, guys. We have to follow the boss's instructions. You see, he wanted us to not only get all the secrets, but he also wanted us to get everything on this list.
You see, they were holding a list. I don't even know what was on that list, but it looks like there's a lot of things that Dr. Stinky Breaths wants to steal. Okay, Josh, we gotta act fast. I think we're running out of time, said Janwee. All right, I'm going to imagine like the biggest safe ever that you can't even unlock. An unlockable safe. And I need you to figure out a way to get that book of all the spy secrets out of their hands and into the safe. Can you do that? Said Josh. I'm on it. Janwee started imagining a creature that would be so scary that the purple ninjas would scream and maybe drop the book. Then the creature would grab the book and bring it over. All right, I gotta think really scary. Janwee started imagining a giant monster with orange fluffy fur with two big eyes and horns and, oh yeah, and he sounds like this. Rawr. Wow, Janwee is pretty good at imagining a big hairy monster. It's like she's had practice before. If you could imagine a big hairy scary creature, what would you imagine to try and scare the purple ninjas away? All right, Josh, look, it's over there. It's in the woods. Janwee's creature that she had imagined was hiding behind a tree, ready to scare the purple ninjas when it was all ready. All right, I got my safe. Look, Josh had imagined a safe that was completely unbreakable and you couldn't even get inside. Great. All right, ready, go. Her big orange fluffy monster came tearing out from the forest and the purple ninjas couldn't believe it.
Ah! Run! It's after us!
The purple ninjas dropped the Book of Secrets and ran off as fast as they could. They didn't even know where they were running, and they ran right into each other. Bonk. Ow!
Ow!
Ooh. Oh, that, where'd my ice cream go?
Come on, we gotta get up.
As they grabbed the Book of Secrets and locked it up in the safe, game over, shouted Josh. Whoa! Janwi and Josh were transported back out of the book as well as the purple ninjas. All four of them landed inside their attic at once.
Whoa!
Ow! Oh, Janwi? It's the purple ninjas! Quick, get a net shooter! Janwi grabbed her net shooter and shot it towards the purple ninjas.
Ha! You missed me! I'm out of here!
Oh no! Uh-oh. I'm kind of stuck now.
One of the purple ninjas has been caught! The other escaped, but they called it into HQ and HQ arrived. This was the very first purple ninja that we've ever caught before. Woohoo! Great job, Janwi and Josh! You saved all of the spy secrets, and now maybe we'll learn a little bit more about purple ninjas now that we have one of them in captivity. Wow! What an awesome adventure of Janwi and Josh! And what in the world is this fantasy book that they've found? I think this is just the beginning of that fantasy world and the imaginations and adventures that Janwi and Josh are going to partake. We'll see you next time, friends. The end.
Hey, friends, I need your help celebrating a birthday. Drum roll, please. Happy birthday, Ben, who's turning 4 years old. Ben loves ducks, playing with Star Wars toys and costumes, and playing with his brother Sammy. Wow, Ben, I'm so glad we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show. Happy fourth birthday, Ben. Friends, if you want to have your big day celebrated on the show, have your parents look down in the show notes below. We are scheduling all March birthdays right now. Well, friends, I hope you all have a super duper day, and I'll see you next time. Bye!